Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Chip. And today is the call-in day, if you wish to call in and ask questions about the light chip. And that kind of is a little joke for me. I remember a long time ago, I stand this sign on a door. It says, walk-ins welcome. So not realizing that that meant that people could walk in and have their hair appointment done anytime. You know, I thought, gee, this is designed for, you know, walk-ins of people who are walk-ins, you know. That's where my mind went with it. But anyway, that was quite interesting. So now we have call-ins are welcome. So if you want to call in, you can. I don't have the phone number handy in front of me, but maybe Sylvia could punch it on the fast chat or something. And we'll ask and answer your questions. Or ask you questions even, so you can participate with us live or also be in the fast chat. So here we go. We're going to do some entity work with everybody, and we're being taking these away from all of you. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, go to Creation, Light Chip Healing, scroll down, and bring up the light beam, and we'll activate her right now. So this is the females coming in. There'll be three females coming into your screen right now. Not just one, but three. And here we go. Watch the monitor change a little bit. And we just got done with our special call last Sunday, yesterday. We had 8 hours of getting rid of the extraterrestrial alien life forms that are inside of you that are invisible. So one way to look at it for people who don't understand this is that when you go to a MD, a medical doctor, or even you work with pharmaceutical companies and you get your pills at the pharmacy, at the drug store, they normally do testing, we'll just say under a microscope, to find out, you know, what's crawling around inside of you, and they make some type of potion, we'll say, to get rid of it. And just think if they could actually physically see all the ones that were invisible. So this is the same process that we're doing with you on these calls, is to get rid of the invisible parasites that are extraterrestrial that are crawling around inside of you. And there's so much more than what the medical profession or all of the individual pharmaceutical companies doing their research on. So it's so much more vast. And there's so much energies inside of you, and they're just trying to get rid of the ones that they can physically see and do testing on and figure out a way to exterminate them. So these calls that we have are just wonderful. I'm doing three calls next month. If you're interested in participating, two of the first calls, which is April 5th and 12th, these two calls are for the extraterrestrial parasites. They're going to be 8 hours apiece on a Sunday. And then the third call that we're doing is on the 19th, and this is for the these are earthbound entities. And the earthbound entities are what we call ghosts. They're going to have an 8-hour release of these energies out of you. And that should really change your life physically, because remember, these are the voices inside of your head. These are thoughts that they give you to do different things, just to be helping you out with your addictions. Remember, they come into you because they want to have addictions run through your body. They want to experience their lifetime that they had a couple of years ago to maybe thousands of years ago in your body. So this is why you want to get these entities out of you. So that'll be on the 19th of next month. We also have a workshop coming up in Manhattan, which is where I'll be going to the New Life Expo. And we're having an ARE workshop on the 20th, on Friday. This is a week before the expo. So if you are back east, you can go there. The ARE Center is in Manhattan, and the time is from 6:30 to 9:30. And then the expo, where I have lectures and workshops there, will be the 27th through the 30th. And after that, I have post-expo workshops also at the ARE Center. So come and see me if you're back east. And we have some special rates for that. And also we'll have the light infusion chamber there. So, Sylvia, I'm still clearing entities, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, hello and welcome, everyone. And like Ron said, we are taking callers today. If you have a question about the light ship, or maybe there's a healing or clearing that Ron does that you'd like more information about, or perhaps to have a sample of. So you're welcome to call in today. And the phone number to call is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And let's see, we'll talk about those upcoming events that Ron just mentioned, and we'll talk about them in a little more detail. And we'll answer any questions you have. If you don't want to call in and you'd still like to put in a question or a request, you can do that on the fast chat. And if you're brand new to this program, it's very easy to do. You just go to our page on BBS Radio. From the BBS Station 1 calendar or schedule page, you just click on any of the times that we're on, like today at 4 Pacific, and that'll bring up our page. And you just scroll down and you'll see a button that says BBS Fast Chat. Just click on that and that'll bring up a window for you where you can just type in your name and your question. So hope to see you on that, or hope to have you call in. So I guess, Ron, with the light beings that are active on the screen right now, do you want to kind of tell people what that's all about in case they're new to this?
Yeah, so the creation light ship comes once every 2,000 years. And you may say, why is it here? Well, this is the energy that created creation itself. This is creation energy. And the creation energy comes, which I call source energy. And this energy comes here throughout the universe, but we're just talking about here because this is where we live. Anything else outside of what we don't know about is just verbiage. So we're dealing with the Earth, and we have bodies, and this is all we need to be concerned about. As far as what's happening out there elsewhere, doesn't really mean a whole lot to us because we don't experience that. So the light ship comes here every 2,000 years to do the ascension. And the ascension is having the Earth spirit change frequencies if it chooses to go off to another realm of experience. And this time it is. The last times it did not. And, or many, many times. So, this allows you with your body to leave the earth plane, to have your physical body go to another dimension in its same life form that it has. And you're going to be going to where the earth spirit is choosing to go to. Remember that the light gives you free choice. The dark side gives you a predetermined script. And this planet is run by the predetermined script of the darkness. This is why everybody who's listening has a natal chart. This is why you can go and check out your horoscope in the newspaper, because this is a dark side script. There's other dark side scripts out there. One of those is in one of the books that we call the Old Testament. And this is a clue so that the dark side beings that live here physically know how to decode the event that's going to be happening that they're in control of. So they actually have their special messages brought to them in the Old Testament. They know how to decipher this. For the other people, they happen to understand and learn how to use computer programs to also decipher the same information so you can get like a heads up on it. But mainly they use hindsight and look back into the past. Imagine that they are continuously looking into the future, too, but we don't know about those events. They don't allow us to see it on the TV every night, saying, well, there's supposed to be some type of problem happening over here in certain countries, and we're now going to head it off. That's all typically, maybe we'll just say, hushed up. So I'm sure that they are using the Old Testament to ward off the dark side, but that's out of our consciousness because we don't know about it. So anyway, we are controlled by the dark side. You have dark side transmissions. You have dark side alien beings living inside of your body, giving you mind control. You have these dark side energies in your DNA that get activated throughout your lifetime, this lifetime, past lifetimes. They come forth to give you programs. Your body's like a program, but like a big computer, and the programs run it, and the dark side can turn them off and on. So that's the mind control. Whenever you go to a website, especially extraterrestrial websites, trying to figure out what they're doing, who these races are, more than likely the dark side either imprinted in the information there, or they're connected to the actual website itself somehow energetically. So I am not saying that the person who wrote the website is from the darkness. I'm saying that that person is probably being used without their knowledge, or their website is being used. And as you connect with this and start reading these words about this particular alien race, you are being hooked up to the extraterrestrials. So it's nice to be empowered to understand what's happening, but you need to know what the consequences are, because you may have your soul, your spirit stolen from you during this process of your investigation. And naturally, your mind wants to know. Your mind is controlled. So your mind will tell you that you want to go check out so-and-so's website because it has information on it. Very dangerous. So just be kind of aware of that. So what we have in us are these implants. They go off. If you start talking about true spirituality, true light, which is love and light, being free, being able to manifest with your heart energy, most people's eyes will become glossed over in front of you, and they'll walk away because the implants inside of them got off and went off. And at that point, their spirit is no longer present because the spirit got forced out of their body. And now you're dealing with entities. This is why we're doing a special call on the 19th of next month for entities. The light ship comes here to get rid of the darkness out of its creation of light. And this place is run by the darkness. There's very little light here. And although everybody has light inside of them, just that most people have chose the darkness, the mind energy, versus the light. And this show is about getting you back into your spiritual integrity, bringing more of your spirit into your body, and having you connect to the light inside of you. It's never outside of yourself. So anybody who's doing transmissions of light frequencies to you, bringing in the different archangels, bringing in Jesus, bringing in whatever to you, going to churches, anything like this, you are connecting yourself to the darkness. You're not doing with the teachings of Jesus, which is very simple, to go within. He knew about the extraterrestrials and how they're controlling you. You know, a good movie out there is They Live. Check that one out. Check out The Mist. That's another good movie. And then look at the sci-fi movies that you see. The newest one, you know, that I saw the other day. Not the newest, but it's a rerun of the show The Alien, you know. So anyway, you all have your own choice. And the whole thing is to go with inside of yourself. Don't go outside of yourself to look for spirituality, because when you start doing that, you will, I can guarantee you, be connected to the darkness, because the light does not advertise itself, does not promote itself, because you already have it. It's up to you to find it inside of yourself. So we're going to do a mind-to-heart drop. This allows you to connect to your own divinity inside of yourself, which you should do daily. And you really should not even be doing this exercise, to be perfectly honest, because this is the way you're supposed to be living your life, just that the darkness took you away from this, mainly through religious teachings and dogma. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. We'll drop you down. So here we go. 10, and you can feel your ego self, if you want to call it that, your awakening consciousness dropping down, moving in your body down to your heart. So 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great. I'm going to put some music on. Remember, you want to stay in your heart here. If you're in your heart with your consciousness, you're going to be able to have your thoughts there. If it's still inside of your head, then you're no longer in your heart, and keep dropping yourself down. Here we go. I'll do it one more time for everybody. 10, 9, 8, 7, six, five, four, three, two, and one. Again, another Creation Lightship program, and we do allow call-in questions today. So if you want to call in, the number is 888-815-9756. So I'll just talk about our special calls that we had, which got rid of these ET alien parasites, critters inside of us. I won't say they got rid of all of them, because you may need to have more done. But the people who were on the calls actually felt wonderful relief. more space in their bodies. And a lot of people actually realize, probably for the first time in their life, that they could actually physically see these things crawling around on people, the ones that were, you know, more attuned, maybe a little more open, more sensitive. They could sense the bad scoobies on people around them. And they realize that they really don't want to touch or shake hands with people or hug them because these things transfer from one person to another. Which is probably why, you know, when you think about people in a hospital who have some type of contagious illness, they put them inside of a special room with like a little tent around them. Well, this is the same thing here, just that you're being able to understand what's going to inhabit your body. And I had a lot of comments where people said, yeah, I really didn't believe you, Ron. You know, how can I not shake hands with somebody? How can I not hug them? It's part of my job. And after a couple of these calls here, they finally realized that, yeah, once they did contact other people with shaking hands or they maybe got touched by someone, they actually could feel the transfer of these extraterrestrial life forms into their body. And some people actually felt pain as they came in. Because remember, they were released from these. So now your body is free of these maladies and problems. And these things that are inside of us actually contribute to our aging process. This is probably why we actually die. You know, if you think about it, as you get older, if you happen to go to, you know, a doctor, they're there to, in a sense, give you health and wellness because that's why you go to them. Well, if you didn't have these critters inside of you, then you probably would not have to deal with that energy of going to something that they're trying to get rid of out of you because you have them. I heard
sounds like we have a caller.
Yeah, okay. Hello, who's there?
Hi, Sylvia, Ron. This is Kevin. Kevin from New York, Ron.
Hi, Kevin from New York. How are you?
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you doing? How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing well.
Ron, I wanted to know, as when we have the individual healing, especially with the ET parasites and things like that, how much is the group consciousness affected, or is that is that part of the dark agenda, or even referring to the group consciousness?
Well, the group consciousness is the consciousness of the human race, here we'll say. It's all the thoughts that people have had on this planet, along with the extraterrestrial mind control being mixed up with it. So that's what I call collective consciousness. And so that's how I would perceive that. So that's the dark side coming into you. And what's your next question, Kevin?
But was that, is the group consciousness affected, or is the group awareness affected? Is humanity affected by a single person getting the ET parasites removed?
Oh, very good. Okay, so what I hear you saying, I believe, is if you have a clearing, does it help other people? Is that correct?
Say that again, Ron.
Are you saying that if you have a clearing yourself, does it help other people around you? Is that what you're asking?
Right.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure that it will, because as these things start getting released off this planet and the light ship is able to deal with these extraterrestrial races and life forms, they're taking them out of here. And so at some point it will start to help humanity.
Right.
I don't know if we have enough time, you know, physically here to last that long, but, the ET should never have been on this planet, okay? We should have been here, and they should have left us alone, basically. But aside from that, yes, it does help, because as it gets out of you, then if that energy pool where they come from is eliminated, then, yeah, if you have maybe 100 people attached to that energy pool and that ET race of one of these things can no longer invade you and them, then, yes, it would be eliminated. Remember, what you have in you, they come from someplace. Somewhere, and that somewhere place is exterminated. Yeah.
It also seems like a good time. The atmosphere or whatever seems to be more responsive to that clearing. That's just my feelings.
Yes, and so as you start getting these things out, I would imagine that the people who are on the calls probably had about maybe 50 of these things released out of them, different types of species. And, I'm sure there's a lot more, but But as you start feeling better inside of your body and your body loves it, it wants to get more of these things released out of it. So, yes, then you're becoming, your body is actually free to be, you know, a body that is the way it's supposed to be and not having all this stuff inside of you. Remember, what we have in us that the doctors look at under the microscope is that they're trying to figure out how to get the stuff away from us. But that's the physical thing. You know, so this is the same basic thing, but there's so much more of these. Remember, the ones that are physical are also invisible also. They just happen to be materialized here. But there's so much more that's invisible in it that have not taken life form physically here.
Yeah. A friend of mine has ringworms, and I don't know how she acquired it, but the process of getting the ringworms out physically without a clearing that you offer is pretty dramatic, you know, using these different things. And actually, when they come out of the body, they don't come out willy-nilly. And they leave quite a bit of the appearance of the ringworms leaving the body is pretty dramatic.
Yeah, so when you, also, you know, they left their energetic template with the person.
Uh-huh.
And so they may have been dormant in the body.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they appeared physically. Their program got activated somehow. And so, but they, you know, the root cause is probably still inside of the body.
Mm-hmm. Even when the physical ringworm leaves.
Yes. Even though, yeah, but remember, energy is there, so they had to start someplace.
Right, right.
But I would say that she still would have it inside of her because of the energetic template. This is what the light chip does, to take away those beings, those templates.
Right, interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting when you start looking at it, you know. So if you think of yourself as a scientist with a microscope, when you see these things physically, well, the other life form is invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And they're you know, living off of us, and we're the host.
Mm-hmm. But you can take things on a physical level, I would imagine, to even remove the template.
Oh, yes. The template will probably not go away because it's embedded in you.
Right, okay.
It's always, once it comes in, it's there. And
right.
You just see the physical manifestation of something.
Right.
Okay? So if you look at the body, you know, you cut yourself and you know, all of a sudden your skin regrows and you're fine afterwards, typically, the template inside of you caused that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your initial, you know, inward template, your divine template of you, you know, is having your body come back into wellness. Well, it's the same thing as these invisible things. They're just hatching out and because they came somewhere. We tend to think that maybe they're brought to us by something else outside of ourselves, and now all of a sudden we have them, and that's probably not the case. We all have them inside of us. They just go off at different times.
Well, thank you, Ron, and I'll see you in New York.
Okay. Great. So, yeah, I have the ARE Center on the 20th if you wish to come to that.
Okay,
great.
Very good. Thanks again.
Very welcome. Okay.
Thank you, Kevin. Oh, that's very interesting, Ron, about the templates and the energy, and it really aligns with, you know, just, you know, the information about energy, how basically it has to either go somewhere or be changed into another form of energy.
Yep,
otherwise it stays there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And what you were talking about earlier was so interesting, too. I mean, it sounds very similar to kind of, you know, you were talking about movies, and there was the movie The Matrix, where, you know, there was a whole artificial world that was created, and people were living in it and not aware that they were in that world and being controlled, and that their energy was being, you know, stolen from them and used to feed these other this other race or what have you. And so would you say that our world is very much kind of like a matrix or an artificial kind of reality like that we are kind of stuck in until we get out of the mind energy totally?
Yep, we are stuck in that, and it controls us. And our only salvation is to be with our spirit and our heart center, and to get more of your spirit into your body to protect your physical body temple. I think I heard a beep there.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, so who's online?
Well, I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
I had a question, Ron, about the light ship, the creative light ship. What plane is it from, or matrix would that be from?
It's creation energy, so it's everywhere and nowhere at the same time. On the light ship, there's no such thing as dimension. It's all light.
Okay. No dimension. Okay.
Yeah, so if you're using the UFO terminology or New Age metaphysics terminology, it does not apply to the light ship.
Oh, it does not apply. Oh, I see.
No, see, people talk about aliens from so-and-so dimension, about their spaceships, etc. This is true light, and it does materialize when you go on it, on the light ship as a physical location. And this is where creation started from. This is, using the term very, very loosely, this is what churches talk about as God energy, okay? But I don't get into that because the churches are controlled by extraterrestrials. And when you pray to God, you know, P-R-A-Y, then you're at P-R-E-Y, to what you're praying to, these extraterrestrial beings that brought in religions here. So that's all dark side energy. Every church deals with dark side energy. Because they're teaching you to pray outside of yourself to become prey.
I see. And then another question I had was the ET critters, in my mind, I've been able to notice them, and they try to distract me from good decisions I make and make me try to get me to make an arbitrary decision. And what can you give me about that?
Well, that could be two things. Some will come into your consciousness. Those are what I call shapeshifters. Those are actually larger beings that could be the same size or larger than your body that's, walking the earth with you. So that would be a shapeshifter. The other beings that talk inside of our head mostly are entities, which would be emotional bodies of people who passed on. So next month I'm doing a session where we do two of the alien critters, lots of those. They're eight-hour sessions on Sundays. And then on the 19th, that's the 5th and the 12th, and on the 19th we're doing entities. And these are what you pick up here that come into your body hopping. If you go to a hospital, if you go to a bar, this is where they bring you addictions and actually talk to you inside of your head. And these entities will come to you and say that they're your spiritual guidance in your head. So if anybody gets anything inside of their head, where they think they're being guided spiritually, you're barking up the wrong tree because you have to go to your heart to get your guidance. It's never inside of your head.
Okay.
Any other questions, Larry?
You have
some really good ones.
Rod, I appreciate your help on that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So what we do here is on this program is to separate you so that you're more in spirit, okay? So the separation is that we're trying to get you removed from the dark side. That's the separation, get you back into wholeness. So if you took a piece of paper and you were to write down on the paper on the top and put a line down the middle, dark side on the left and light on the right, on the dark side what you would have would be New Age metaphysics, which is mind energy. From there you would have energy transmissions from spiritual beings. Okay, that's dark side energy. You would also have the different websites that are posted out there to bring in light. So all this stuff, you naturally have mind control, naturally. That's the big thing. You'd have the extraterrestrials on there, too. You'd have all the churches on this planet that pray to a God outside of themselves. Remember, if Jesus walked the earth, he would not be accepted in any church on this planet because he would say, while you're praying to something outside of yourself. Why are you separating yourself from divinity? Why is the church telling you to do this? So right away, you would not be very popular with all the churches here. Now on the right side of the page, on the left side, you would have anything that works with mind and has time involved with it. Okay? And that's your predictions, that's your psychic forecast, psychic readings. All these are information that is put in place by the dark side for the practitioners, the readers to read to tell you what's going to happen to you. Remember, the light does not work in time. So on the right side of the page, all you would have would be your main information is like a book, one page, go within. That's all that you need to know, and that the light only works in the now. So anything that's not in the now is not of the light, and your spirit's inside of your heart center. So this is the whole process, is you want to go to the right side. You want to separate yourself from the darkness and connect to your own spiritual guidance in your heart center and to be with your spirit. And then what you want to do after you can make that connection, then you want to bring back your spirit more fully into your body. And that's where the work is involved, because your body is still full of judgment because our ancestors separated themselves out, brought in thought energy into the body, which is harming the body. This is why everybody dies here, is because you're dying of judgment. And the light does not judge. So the judgment is actually killing you. This is why we have so many different types of sessions for people. If you wish to look and see what we do, you can go to our list of services, and it's posted here on the BBS website. Just click on it, just underneath the light beam, and you can see what type of services we do for people to help them get out of the darkness. And so this is the whole process. I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, just like to pick up a couple of the questions that we have on the fast chat real quick before we move on. One of the questions was from Mike. Hi, Mike. And Mike went to yesterday's 8-hour healing event. Well, went to is not quite the right word, since it happens on a conference call basis, so there's no traveling required, but he attended this wonderful 8-hour healing event yesterday. And he's asking about being able to get the unlimited usage from the online computerized version of that. So I would just say to Mike, just give Ron an email, because he'll be able to ascertain whether, you know, you're ready for that or what's happening with that. And thank you so much for coming. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was a wonderful experience. And Marie is talking about, since she was on the 17-hour healing accelerator weekend that you did, when she's in a quiet room and she hears noise or sound, it resonates through her entire body and every cell, and she's wondering maybe why that is or what's changed in her. Not a bad thing. She's just mentioning that and wondering if you could shed some light on that, Ron.
Well, it sounds like to me your spirit is being more sensitive now and actually connecting more with her. So she's able to see and sense, we'll say, the energies around her, and that's probably what she's actually picking up. Remember, on the call, what I mentioned is that most people are probably going to become more sensitive. We had a special part of the call, I think on the first part, where they actually took off a special extraterrestrial alien, I think it was an implant, and also extraterrestrial beings that was preventing you from having full consciousness. And so now you're more conscious. And this was put in by the dark side to numb everybody out. So you're probably sensing more energies, being a sensitive type of person. That's probably what you're experiencing. So what you're experiencing really should be probably normal. So you're feeling normal, but you may not think it's so, because this could be a new experience for you. You might actually be able to see more vivid colors throughout this process here. Remember, you're still on the light ship. You're going to be on the light ship till Thursday, and might even be till Thursday night. And they're still doing work with you, so you're still in process here. And the light ship is doing all that it can to get rid of these extraterrestrial life forms that have been in our bodies for ever since your body was made here, which could be, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. Remember, these are like walking time bombs, so it's taking out these things in us. And this is why everybody feels better after each time we do a special event on Sundays. So, and you get more and more wellness put into you, we'll say. You're getting more spirit put in you, because your spirit now can resonate more with your body. So you're just being able to sense, feel the earth plane here, which is why you're here, to experience life. This is why you came here, because you wanted to use your senses to experience life on the earth plane. Back to you, Sylvia. And we do take more callers if you want to call in.
Okay, yes, great. If you'd like to call in, the number is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And, Ron, I'd like to go back to what you were saying a few minutes ago about mind control and the mind-controlling influences that we are all bombarded with here on Earth, either from on-planet sources or off-planet sources. And maybe we can talk about that a little bit more in depth and do some sample healings that would relate to that. I know that in the past, you've had on some radio programs where the light ship was able to actually kind of put a bubble around each person that was tuned in to kind of shield them from any mind control for a period of maybe 5 minutes or so they can actually feel what it's like to be kind of disconnected from those influences. Is that something we could do a sample of right now while we're waiting for another caller?
Sure. So the time is going by quite quickly here. This show
is
in the moment. So this is why the time flies. You have to keep track of the analog time here. So
yeah.
Analytical time. So here we go. Let's release from you mind control. So right away, you want to think about what's around you. Might sense your computer screen, which is transmitting energies maybe to you. Remember, it's electronics, so there are frequencies in there that it could be transmitting. You have your wires in the wall, a 60-cycle frequency. You do have transmissions, you know, if you have a cell phone on you, that's being activated, and, you know, there's all these radio waves from all the different towers going through your body. And if you don't have a cell phone or not, you have it going through you. You have radio waves, TV waves, and who knows what else. And this is all, in a sense, a form of mind control, because they are going to affect you some way, affect your cells some way. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 and just kind of notice how your body feels afterwards. So here we go. 1, you're going to be put in a bubble by the light ship. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just kind of see how your body feels. You should sense that you're not involved too much with external life right now. So if you look at something, instead of maybe doing a reading on it, which people normally do, you may not know that, but you may automatically, through your body senses, want to tune in to see what it's like. Which, like I said, may be unknown completely to your awakening consciousness, but you're going to notice that everything is going to look dead around you, like there's no life force in anything. This is because you're not sampling the energies. And this is the great way to be, to live in the now. This is the way it's supposed to be. So just relax and feel the energies. And we'll kind of maybe talk about the other type of control that we have here, and this is brought to you by people. And like I said earlier, you know, New Age metaphysics is all about having your wonderful mind create your reality. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with thinking good thoughts. You know, I'm not saying that that's a negative thing to do. What I am saying is that there are many practitioners using the mind energy, teaching how to use mind energy, to change your reality. And so what that is battle of the minds. You know, every person in war out there shooting a gun is using their mind, figuring out how to basically kill somebody else and putting out psychic attack energy to everybody. And this is how wars get started, and this is how people get taken over, because of the mind energy. And then you have practitioners who you can pay to do spells on witchcraft and voodoo and whatever else on people, where they can steal your spirit, where they can make you feel bad, because they're transmitting these great pool of energies out there in the mind energy cosmos, tapping into it and directing it to you. And this is what this earth plane is full of. unfortunately, is that the mind is very powerful. Remember, it can bend spoons, you can move objects with it. And, you know, if you can do that, just think what you can do to somebody's body. So this is what's being taught today with New Age metaphysics. They just don't use that term. They don't say that this is a negative thing. They just try to tell you how great and wonderful it is because you can use this tool to change your life. But they don't continue on with, well, when you're changing your life, then you're interfering with somebody else's free will, causing them harm. So it's just a little ways to go, just a small stretch. If you're a little bit conscious, you can connect the dots very, very easily. And unfortunately, most practitioners now, because that's the new thing to do, are making lots of money on this because they're able to tap into the mind energy and have you do it, and they charge for sessions on this here. How to do spells on people. This is what it actually is. And it's very, very negative, and it can harm and hurt people. The heart energy, on the other hand, does not do that. So, like I say, you know, there's information out there about the science of mind, spiritual mind treatments, where's spiritual heart treatments, and where's the science of heart. And so if you look at that, you're going to wonder, gee, you know, are we being led astray by all of these current practitioners out there dealing with mind energy? This is why we just put you in a little bubble here, so this will not affect you. And this is the way life is supposed to be. You're never supposed to be able to come into someone else's free will and distract them, take them sideways. And this is what the dark side brought here, is your forced reincarnation, thinking that you're not good enough in each lifetime. That's not the divine plan. In fact, there's really no divine plan out there. The divine plan is changeable moment by moment, so how could there be a plan? That's another dark side information. The dark side creates light. It mimics the light. When people die, they think they're going to the light. They're going to the light of the darkness. And so if you did go to the light, believe me, your spirit would not want to come back here. This is why I do a spirit barcode release, so you're taken out of the darkness here. It's on the service pages that I have up. I do many types of clearings. So basically, the whole process here for yourself is to get back into spirit and get out of the mind energy, because the mind energy is going to kill you and keep you held captive here. And everybody listening has had more than one past life. Typically, you don't go back to where you incarnated to after each lifetime. It's very, very, very unusual because the universe is so vast, so large. Just think of the universe of light being all the different grains of sand in the ocean. Are you really going to want to go back to the same piece of sand over again? There's so much more to choose from. So to have a reincarnation twice anywhere is, I would say, next to impossible, because you're going to be at free choice, free will. But the dark side forced you to be here with the forced reincarnation aspect, and they held you captive here by stripping your spirit of its full intelligence that it had and preventing you from connecting to your own divinity outside of the earth plane. So like I say, the song Hotel California, we're programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so you talked earlier, Ron, about basically, you know, how each one of us is in the process here of reclaiming our own divinity, separating our energy out from other stuff that may have either gotten attached to us that shouldn't be there, like those ET parasitic life forms that we've been discussing, or by reclaiming your energy from places maybe you have you know, allowed your spirit energy to go into, or where it's been stolen, and, you know, getting that energy collected back up. So I know you've got quite a few healings that deal with that type of thing, like you've got the cording releases to separate energy out from other people that you've become attached to, or planetary cordings, for example, to get rid of those influences and energy drain. So would you like to do any samples of that type of thing? And I think we have about six more minutes or so today.
Sure. I'll do a planetary cording release. Remember, there's thousands of planets that are connected to you. not just the ones that they talk about on your astrological chart. Those are the probably ones that influence you the most that they know about, but there's so many that might even be controlling them. So these planets that we talk about could actually be an extraterrestrial life form, a being. Okay, we just don't understand that. We just call them a planet. So here we go. We'll take you out of 10 planets. And for you to understand what's happening, I want you to figure out maybe what's wrong with you. Boy, that's a big sentence there. Look at a physical problem that you're dealing with. I know we probably only have one or two things wrong with us, so you could probably find one or two of those. But mainly, you know, look at a situation maybe where you're having pain in your body, because these planets, you know, are causing that, and because they cord you. So cording means that these planets are giving you a energetic cord. Just think of a fire hydrant, and you're the fire hydrant, and they tap you with this large fire hose, and they're sucking out your energy. Well, at some point, you know, some life force inside of you is not going to get it, some body organ. And depending on how big the cord is to you, and also they transmit energies into you also. So when we release these, you may start to feel your body lightening up. So here we go. Just think of something, and you might feel it in your body, body organs changing. Maybe aches or pains may leave you. So here we go. First planet released. Second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seven release, eight release, nine release, and 10 release. There we go. We got 10 out of a few thousand released from you. So you should feel a little better. We're now going to do what I love doing is the parallel lifetimes. This is the dark side's way that they come into you. Normally in your dreams, take you sideways, expound upon the energies. And remember, when you're not here, where are you? Remember, you're being turned off continuously in the frequency of light, just like your electric light bulbs in your house are being turned off and on. So when you're not here, where are you? Well, the dark side can take you sideways into the parallel universes. This is where you get deja vu. So I'm going to take you out of 10 of these planets. Remember, there could be, 10 of these earthly parallel lifetimes. They clone the Earth, the dark side does, and clones your body. Here we go. Number one released, two released, three released, four released, five released, six released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. So all the clearings that I do is only because we have mind energy here. So that's the separation from light to darkness. So if we didn't have darkness here, if we didn't have mind control, I would not have any clearings to do. In fact, I wouldn't even be here. So that's basically it, and neither would you. So you're stuck here in mind. And the more you realize that, the better chance you are of getting out of it once you start doing some healings on your body and on your spirit. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, yeah, that was great. So that was a parallel lifetime release from current lifetime cloned Earth lives. And I know, Ron, you do three other different types of parallel lifetime clearings for people. One is for past lifetimes that they were stuck in those kind of parallel lives, and the energy of those lifetimes can transfer forward and affect them in their current incarnation. And, you know, the other also cloned dark side planet parallel lifetime. So all of those are areas that Ron can assist you with if you have a situation like that or you'd like to be free of that. I guess probably everybody has experienced that. And I wish we could talk about it more, but we have 1 minute to go. So I'll just mention one very exciting upcoming event, and that's coming up very soon, and that's March 20th, it's a Saturday, and that is a very special four-hour healing event. It's a conference call, so you don't have to travel for it, and Ron, wouldn't that be the 21st?
Saturday, that's correct, the 21st.
Okay, so sorry about that. Saturday the 21st from 1 p.m. Pacific till 5. And that is 4 hours on the light ship for intense healing work and for ascension preparation. work that the Lightship does with people, and it's just the most incredible thing that you can get onto. And it's, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's just $60 for 4 hours of healing, which is great. And there's also water activation, divine water activation, where the light being from the Creation Lightship actually put into your water, 7 containers of water, healing light codes just specifically for your body, for what you need for the 7 days following the call. And that can also be used for bathing and that type of thing. So it's just an incredible opportunity. One of the great things that that they do with people, and this is both for healing and for the ascension preparation, is they do this amber blood work. And Ron, I'll just kind of turn it over to you to talk about what that exactly is.
Yeah, they change the frequency of your blood, and you can actually feel it in your body. So we call it amber blood. It's like golden blood energy with you. When it first happened to me, probably 10 years ago, I could tune into my blood, and I could actually sense that it felt like I had square boulders moving around inside of my veins. And then after they changed it, it felt like it was like highly lubricated, like synthetic oil, perfectly smooth ball bearings moving inside of my veins. And that's how this blood is like in your body. So it's pure light energy that comes into you. This is part of the ascension process. Remember, the ascension process isn't as if, the Lightship is going to give you like a magic wand and say, boom, here you are, zap, you're it, you know. You have to do work on yourself. This is what Jesus did when he came here 2,000 years ago. And so it's up to you to move forward. It's up to you to understand. But the mind control here is so strong, and that's the fault of people not connecting to their heart center. Remember, you have a choice to choose light or to choose darkness. And as long as you choose to come into the avenue of mind control and everything else, then you're stuck there. So I guess we'll just be calling off the call here. We're about done. And it went a little bit over, so I'll just say blessings to all of you. We're heading off for our conference call in a half an hour. $20 for a 1 hour physical healing on the Lightship. So I'll say blessings to all of you and see you on Wednesday. Bye, everybody.
Blessings, everyone. See you Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific here on BBS Radio. Bye-bye.
Bye.